Here's why AT&T Prepaid is a great prepaid choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid,
you get two ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free
and two lines for $75 a month.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contract
and no activation fee.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and two lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on a $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas.
Check.
I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
You're listening to Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
This hour on The Score is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan McNeil. Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on The Score.
Second and 14. And with the blitz, he unloads. What a catch. My goodness, how did Robinson, between two defenders, come down with it? Between Cox and Griffin, and the Jacks suddenly are deep after 28 yards here.
The McNeil and Parkin Show on 670 The Score.
It is the McNeil and Parkin Show live at Deuces in Wrigleyville, 3505 North Clark Street. Come on out. It's sponsored by Dos Equis. Dos Equis. Dos Equis. They, of course, have great specials. You've ruined that for me, by the way.
$4 a bottle.
It's going to be great. Come on out. This segment, by the way, sponsored by CeCe's. New crust, new sauce, New York-style pizza. Now at CeCe's, grab an extra large slice of their new meatball pepperoni pizza and new cheesecake brownies for dessert. There's so much to love on the buffet for just five and change. Only at CeCe's. Prices vary. Restrictions apply. We are waiting. Awaiting, I think is how you say it, Bears general manager Ryan Pace. And then we have Mark Grody out at Halas Hall, and you will hear from free agents, but we're going to hear from Ryan Pace on the air. And then if any of the players say anything interesting, we will bring that to you later on in the show.
Yeah, Mark Grody will be our barometer of interesting new Bears.
That's exactly right.
Or he'll give us the guy who's easiest to book. The guy who says, yes, what time shall I call? Okay.
Cody Parkey.
I'd love to talk to Cody Parkey. I love kickers. I'm the guy who suggested they rarely should fly on the team plane with the rest of the football players.
You also want maybe a new wing in Canton, Ohio for Sebastian Janikowski
and other kickers? Let's not let this get out of hand here.
Okay.
What I did was I asked the question, is he a Hall of Famer?
Right.
And right now the answer is clearly no. He is only 11th all-time in scoring in the NFL. However, if he kicks long enough, see what I forgot, Shep, don't look at me like that.
Shep is disgusted.
I forgot that he was on the same teams with Jamarcus Russell quarterbacking the Raiders. They've had some offensive woes in his long history with the Raiders. If he winds up kicking another 5 years and climbs his way up to number 3, on the NFL's all-time scoring list, I promise you, he will be among the guys who are on the ballot.
Morton Anderson is number 1. Adam Vinatieri.
And he's a Hall of Famer, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Okay, so Janikowski has to get up to third on the list.
If he gets to third on the list, which is doable if he kicks 5 or 6 more years.
Is there another kicker besides Jan Stenerud then?
Because Morton Anderson.
Morton
Anderson's in the Hall of Fame for a number of reasons.
I was going to say, it's not
he has talents
that's
beyond
not the
any
football.
Of our skill levels.
That's not the football Hall of Fame he should be in.
If we could do that, we'd never leave the house.
Peoria Matt
should have been a hurdler.
Peoria Matt suggests we should set an over-under of the word excited from Ryan Pace during this press conference at 3.5.
Oh, that's an over.
That's an over?
That's an over. That's an easy over. That's an over 3 minutes into it. So there's a bet inside the bet.
Oh, okay. So it's the over-under on how long it takes to get to the over-under of 3.5. All right, I like that. You know, because I guess if he's asked about each guy, he's excited about that guy, right?
You got
one for Taylor Gabriel. You got one for Trey Burton. You got one for
Robinson. Before he's asked a question, he will say excited more than 3.5 times.
All right. $5? You want to do $5?
Let's make it worthwhile. Motivate me.
All right. $20.
$50.
$50?
$50.
Opening statement
he will say excited before he takes his first question.
Oh, I thought you were saying over. Four times.
Four times. Before he takes a question, he will use the word excited four times. $50. Do you want it or not?
Yeah, I want it.
Okay.
I got the under. I got three or fewer excited in the opening statement. From this is like taking candy from a degenerate.
Maybe he'll think of Sebastian Janikowski.
maybe he will.
And that will make him excited.
We have a upset brewing potentially.
Like we're doing that. Oh, the first phase of that improvement is taking place with the free agency. We feel very encouraged with the players we've added. With free agency still in play, that's still active right now. The draft fast approaching. There's a lot of opportunities to improve our team. It's exciting right now. A couple points on each player we've acquired. And then I'll be happy to take any questions. Allen Robinson, obviously a productive receiver, size, very good route runner, experience. Someone we feel fits this offense very well. Trey Burton, you tight end. He's athletic. He can separate in the pass game. He also fits our offense very well. I know Matt's really excited to utilize this player. Taylor Gabriel, very athletic, sudden, just a guy that can generate big plays, an exciting player. Cody Parkey. Proven kicker. He's made the Pro Bowl. He's still a young player, a position we wanted to address, and we feel like we've done that with Cody. I think it benefits us that Chris Tabor has background with this player. That's helpful. And then Chase Daniel, a guy Matt and I both know from different points in our career, a quarterback we believe in, but also someone that we feel is going to greatly help Mitch's continued development. So with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Brian, with Robinson, what steps did you have to take to feel good about the knee? And where is he at in that process and coming back, and when can we expect to see him on the field?
You know, Adam, just getting him here, going through the physicals and with our doctors, a lot of confidence in that. I think also with the fact that he's 24 years old, he did it very, very early in the season, week one, so he's already far along into his rehab. And then just knowing more about his work ethic, his professionalism, how he's attacking it, we feel very good about that. But until we get him here, you know, with our trainers, with our physical therapists, with our strength coaches, I won't give you an exact timeline, but we feel good about it.
How important was it to get a backup quarterback with the knowledge of the system to help not only Mitch but everybody else?
It's big. You know, he has obviously knowledge of the offense. Chase does. That's huge. That's only going to help. And then I think also the benefit. You know, look, he's played with Alex Smith. He's played with Drew Brees. He's been around a lot of really good quarterback play. I think that only helps.
Specifically stand out to you about how this skill set fits in this offense?
He's a big target that knows how to get open. He's a savvy route runner that can set guys up, and he's just a proven receiver. You know, he's a physical guy that can body and out position guys, and it's a guy obviously we targeted, and we're excited to get here.
Right, given different vibe when you were calling around on players like Robinson in the past couple of years when you guys weren't able to get some of the bigger names.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a good feeling when you know players want to be here, you know, and you can feel that, Brad, and I think that's accurate. You know, I think, you know, it starts, you know, with our staff and with Matt Nagy and our quarterback and the city of Chicago, and there was a different vibe this year.
Right, besides the knee, Robinson also had a little bit of a downturn in his production from that big year he had 3 years ago now. How did that figure into your evaluation of him as far as where he is as a receiver when he's healthy?
Yeah, Mark, we went back and looked at all of it, you know, really all his years and how the production came. And at the end of the day, you know, as you know, it's a thorough, long process, and we felt very comfortable and then very excited to be able to add him here and what he's going to do in this offense.
Ryan, with Taylor Gabriel, what did you see with him maybe between 2016 and 2017 that tells you that from now on he can be more like 2016 and above?
You know, obviously, you know, there's some changes there with the staff, but, you know, I thought in both years, you know, he's an explosive, you know, kind of an electric player, you know, that you can use in a variety of ways. We have coaches on our staff now that have been with him going back to the Cleveland days, so we know a little bit about his makeup, his competitiveness, and when you meet him and you guys meet him today, those qualities stand out just even in these settings.
How important was it to find not only players that fit the offense, but versatile players that fit multiple different spots within the offense?
Yeah, you know, and I think one thing that was good this year is just our alignment with the coaches and just feeling that. And, like, Matt does an unbelievable job of painting a vision for the player. And then it's up to us to go find those guys, you know, with our coaching staff. And I feel very aligned in that right now and excited about this.
Brian, it feels like it's over. It hasn't been 24 hours yet. I know you can't give us any additional players that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's going on right now as we speak. You know, it's funny. You're you know, you're one day into free agency, and nowadays it feels like you're already in that second wave a little bit. But yeah, that's ongoing right now.
Are you able to target need more in free agency than you normally would in the draft?
I think so. You know, you can fill some of that, and it allows you to take the best player available in the draft.
Ryan, how would you characterize your guys' approach to free agency this year? And is it fair to say it was different than previous years?
I think I don't know if I would say it was different. You know, I think we're always aggressive when we need to be aggressive and calculated. And as we talk about a lot, you know, there's risk in free agency and trying to be measured with that. But when you identify a player, this is what I feel. When we're all united, our coaches and our scouts, on the vision for the player and how we feel about the player, let's go get that guy, you know, and give it our best shot. And we did that. And if you'd have told me 2 days ago that, hey, I'd be coming here talking about these five players, we all would have taken that. So the whole building's excited right now.
Is there a difference in where you were aiming in terms of the tiers of the market this year?
I wouldn't say that, Rich, yeah.
Ryan, what did you learn from your experience last year? You know, maybe that upper tier of the market that you were able to apply this year. Is there any lessons? Is there any takeaway?
You know, I think you're learning every year. You know, I think, you know, you know, free agency, these deals are going up and up every year. You know, I thought I want to give Joey Lane a lot of credit this process. Joey did a very good job of projecting where these numbers would come in, you know, so it kind of gave us some parameters as we went into these negotiations. And he did a good job kind of nailing these things home.
Ryan, what do you like about how Trey Burton can fit into this offense?
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting. One of the first conversations Matt and I had, once kind of everything calmed down and we're just talking football, was the value of this position, the value of the U tight end position in this offense. And he painted that picture very clear, which is great for a scout to hear, because then it makes it easier to go find that person. And so Trey, he just fits a lot of the qualities we're looking for in this offense. I think, you know, obviously as a receiver, his ability to separate, he's got good hands, he's an intelligent player. We just feel there's a lot of upside ahead of him, and we feel like this offense will maximize that upside.
Rand, how does he affect Adam Shaheen's development? Are they complementary players? Are they different players? How do those two fit to get Shaheen, supposedly, going to have a breakout type of year?
Yeah, and Mark, I think we can utilize all our tight ends. I think, you know, the Super Bowl champions are a recent example of that, of using a lot of tight ends. And so they're all valuable weapons. They're all a little different. I think they all complement each other. And so it fits together nicely.
So this won't affect Shaheen snaps, let's say, just looking ahead? I mean, does
no, we see it as an advantage of them being together.
Ryan, we're seeing across the league an unusual number of three-year big money deals that would have probably been four or five in past years. Do you think there's a direct correlation to the fact that CBA expires in 3 years and those differences?
I don't know if I'd go there. I think, you know, there's trends that happen each year, and if you're going to be competitive in free agency, you kind of know what you're dealing with, you know, and we wanted to be competitive, and we wanted to be aggressive on the players that we had clear visions for.
Some people felt like they wanted to be here when you talked to them. How much of a factor did Mitch play in that when you're talking to these players?
I think there's excitement around the league with Mitch, you know, and I just think not just for the talent that he is, but the person that he is. And I think, you know, I mean, let's be honest, you know, teams pay, or players pay attention to who the quarterback is and who they're going to potentially pair with. And there's a lot of excitement around the quarterback, and that definitely helps.
Is Deion Sims going to be on the team?
We like Deion Sims, a well-rounded tight end. We're excited we got him.
We don't see the transition tag used a whole lot. Why did you go that route with Kyle?
You know, those are things that we talked about a lot, you know, kind of behind the scenes. And when we get into the contracts and the details, those are, you know, kept behind the scenes. Obviously, you guys know how we feel about Kyle. We value Kyle. We like Kyle. And we just figured that was the best course of action.
Ryan, obviously last year's free agent class fizzled out. So what tells you that this group will be different?
Yeah, you know, I think, Dan, we talk about it. There's risk with free agency. You know what I mean? And you're not gonna hit home runs, you know, all the time. You know, and unfortunate, some of those didn't work out. You know, but I can talk about the excitement of this class and how we feel about these guys and the vision that we have for these guys. And we're excited about that.
What's your most collectively about this group?
I think just, you know, we talked about being able to quickly add weapons to our offense, you know, and I feel like we've definitely done that. You know, being able to upgrade the kicker position, add stability there, we feel like we've done that. And then with Chase is a guy that, you know, I know from background in New Orleans, Matt knows from background in Kansas City, he's familiar with the offense, and I just think We've talked about the value of that room, and having him in the room is very beneficial.
Right. I know you guys obviously brought back Sam and your winder, but still a lot of bodies to fill there. At that outside linebacker position, what kind of qualities are you looking for?
Yeah, the number one trait you look for in those outside linebackers, pass rushers, you know? And, you know, one thing we got to be mindful of, and I think somebody just said, we're only one day into free agency, so there's so many avenues to continue to improve our team. There's still positions of need, and we'll do that.
Did Mitch work the phones at all to talk to the receivers, or is that tampering that you can't do?
Can't do that.
Ryan, how close do you feel like you are to either challenging for a winning record or even a playoff spot at this point?
You know, we just started the offseason acquisition period now. We're only one day into it. So let's take it step by step. The excitement of the draft is right around the corner, and that's our primary mode for adding talent to our team.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
All right, that's Bears general manager Ryan Pace, and the under comes in.
Yeah, it did come in as an under. We bet on the number of times he would say excited. In his opening statement, I said he would say it more than 3.5 times.
I thought I was stealing your money, and it was exactly 3 times. And I would even argue that you got a little screwed there, because he said fired up and encouraged.
Yeah, well, you're giving me the benefit of exciting as excited, because
that's
he actually
true.
Only said excited once, and he said exciting 2 times. And I'm coming, come on, one more. Give it to up. Oh, there's $50, Danny. Enjoy yourself.
I don't have much cash on me.
I need some change.
I'll break this fun ticket in just a little bit, but there was I don't know if you learned anything spectacular there from Ryan Pace, but he talked about how they were, you know, united in their vision for the players,
right?
And some people said I was damning them with faint praise about how it was just every move made sense and you could see how it fits into Matt Nagy's offense in the
right.
modern NFL,
right?
I feel like that's what they're really doing. Like, it's like, all right, we need the guy that can get open underneath quick. That's Trey Burton. We need the guy. We need to add speed to the inside of the field. That's Taylor Gabriel. We need a number one receiver, right? It's just like checking boxes. They had a checklist, and they accomplished it.
I need to be a little bit more open-minded than I am going in on Gabriel. Look, everybody talks about his speed, and he's, you know, granted, he's played in an offense where you have two very good receivers ahead of him. Maybe the third best in the game in Julio Jones. He's top three, whichever way you want to rank. Odell Beckham and that kid in Pittsburgh.
Antonio Brown.
Who just catches 115, 120 balls every year and takes a beating, misses a game with a knee or something, and he comes back the next week and does something spectacular. I need to be more open-minded on him. I just think of him as just a guy who can run.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that makes sense, especially – you know, the production hasn't been spectacular from him, and there were so many different weapons in that offense. They also had two running backs, right? There were Tevin Coleman, Devontae Freeman. So there was always that would talk about an offense that when it was at its best, it was always spreading the ball around. But you just I don't think that he'll be more than a fourth target for this team. It's just, again, they need to overhaul the entire pass-catching operation for the Bears.
Any three new guys would be better than the three last guys.
Right, and bringing Cameron Meredith back,
yep.
who was productive 2 years ago, like, add him to an addition. Like, and the only reason I'm saying it's an addition is it's an addition for Mitch Trubisky. Like, right, Mitch Trubisky did not have him.
Correct.
Now he gets him.
For football lingo geeks, did you notice he termed the new tight end, Trey Burton, the U tight end?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Michael Lombardi was referring to that as an X or an F. He also called it an F. In the Bears terminology, they called the moved tight end the U tight end, for those who are interested in that sort of thing.
Do you know what the U stands for?
I don't.
Okay. I wonder if it would be utility tight end, because you could go in a bunch of different directions. I don't know. Maybe we can ask someone, ask Hub or Michael Lombardi next time we have him on, Ryan Pace, if we get him on, or anybody from Hallis Hall today, because I know that stuff does really interest you. Another thing,
it keeps me motivated.
Yeah, it keeps you motivated, and whatever keeps Mac motivated.
You are such a tool.
We will do. A point that no one will make any sort of note of, but I feel compelled to, because I think it was something that Ryan Pace messed up a couple of times early when he mentioned Joe Lane, his cap guy, and they knew each other from New Orleans, and he brought him in. He's in charge of the cap, and they asked a couple of questions about the 3-year deals and if that's about the new CBA and like how it's going on. I felt like when Ryan Pace first got here, if this offseason was his first, Allen Robinson would have signed to a 5-year deal and Sammy Watkins would have gotten a 3-year deal. Like, he had a tendency to misread the market.
Okay.
And overpay, right? Overpaid Mike Glennon. I think the Jets were reported to be interested for like $10 million. He gave him $18 million. Traded up from 3-2 from Trubisky when the report came out after the fact. Could have gotten him at 3. There's a couple more examples of times where it's felt to me. Oh, the Roberto Aguayo. That was the one that really bothered me, too.
Okay.
Put in a waiver claim for the kicker from Tampa, the former second-round pick, and then no other team in the NFL put in a waiver claim, and they were second in the order, so they had to take
on his
entire contract.
Yeah, he's been duped a few times already. Right. Well, no doubt.
And a huge part of his job in a salary cap sport is reading the market. And knowing, okay, I'm going to get this guy, but I'm going to get this guy at the right price. Because he's valuable, but he's only valuable if I'm only spending X. He's not valuable if I'm spending Y. And when they were, I do think when you look at these deals that he got, now he had to overpay a little bit, I think, for Trey Burton, because like 9 teams were trying to sign him. So they had to give him a ton of guaranteed money. But when you looked at the Allen Robinson deal compared to the Sammy Watkins deal, and they paid less for Allen Robinson, and it was the same length of time, I was like, He's learning.
And I like Allen Robinson better as a player, regardless of price, too. I think he's a better player.
Yeah, I do, too. I think there's debate there. Sammy Watkins is faster. He hasn't suffered the devastating injury that Allen Robinson did, but he's had a bunch of different nagging injuries. So I could see how 10 different general managers could have a few different opinions. Like, I wouldn't think that would be unanimous, right? Allen Robinson or Sammy Watkins, who's better? I think there's a debate there.
There might be some.
Yeah, but I'm with you. For the Bears, I think Allen Robinson fits better, but you're a dork maybe for the football terminology. I'm a little bit of a dork for the cap stuff. I like to think of sports from the general manager perspective more than the coach perspective. And especially in football, it matters so much.
Yes, it does.
Like, you know what I mean?
Well, he better learn.
Yeah, and I think he has.
Hopefully.
I think these moves, based on what they were paid, and then you look at the rest of the contracts in the NFL, it seems like he's learned. 312-644-6767. We're following Gonzaga and UNC Greensboro approaching the under 4-minute timeout of the second half with the Zags only up 2. That was a Final Four pick for many. Duke and Iona have tipped off. That is a 19-17 game approaching 7 minutes in. And Kansas, which trailed big early to Penn in the 1-16 matchup, the Jayhawks are now on top of Penn by 13 with 13 minutes left. And Loyola has tipped. The local squad has tipped off against Miami. Still in the first sequence of play, the 17-minute mark of the first half. That game is tied at 4. But we'll have plenty more reaction to the Ryan Pace press conference. It's McNeil and Parkins live at Deuces on the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Your headquarters for all-wheel drive SUVs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Navien Tankless Water Heaters. Proven performance for endless hot water. Baker Mayfield had his pro day yesterday to Oklahoma, and it was everything that I could have hoped for and more. First off, he showed up wearing a headband. I know the pro day is theoretically a job interview, and the argument is you never show up for a job interview wearing a headband. I'm going to say, wrong answer. I don't care what this guy's interviewing for. If I'm HR and I see a guy like that rolling for an interview, I'm reaching for a contract and a pen right there on the spot. Look good, feel good. Feel good, play good. Facts are facts. It's true in football and accounting. I understand this guy's polarizing. Either you love him or you hate him and there's nothing in between. Count me as one of the guys who loves Baker Mayfield. And if I'm on the clock and need a quarterback, I'm taking this guy and I'm not looking back. I'm Jim Rome.
What does your morning sound like?
Morning, Al.
Next stop, 32nd Street.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Hi, can I get an Egg McMuffin, please?
Here's to making your morning routine a little better with a delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas. Check.
I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. We are Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Where in 2018, you'll hear Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver more of this.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant flying to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball, home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run.
Every Cubs game, spring training through the postseason, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
The other interesting parallel to me, looking at the Eagles with the Bears, no one's going to call the Eagles wide receivers world beaters, but they're pretty good, like all the way across. Alshon's good, Torrey Smith is good, Nelson Aguilar is good, and then you have the tight end, Zach Ertz. That's where they need. You got to find a difference maker at the tight end position. And the other thing I'll say that's very different for the Eagles is their offensive line is great. Not good, great. And this is after having injuries on that line. I think that there's more reason to be encouraged. If the Eagles are the model for what the Bears want to do, I think there are some things there that they can start to put themselves on that road.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Why is everyone, I mean, I get that a backup quarterback just won the Super Bowl and was MVP. That cannot be your priority if you're Ryan Pace. If you're Ryan Pace, you have to look at some of the things that you can control. In my opinion, they need to draft a wide receiver. I think they need to draft pass rusher, and I think they need offensive lineup. Those are the three things that I would prioritize. Backup quarterback is way down on the list, and there are quality backups out there. Now, what I hope is that they don't get fooled again. I hope that they don't get fooled into giving big money to someone. Look at what happened this year. How much did Nick Foles make this year, Kirby? Because we know that Case Keenum made $2 million. $2 million. These fools paid $19 million to Mike Glennon.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah. State Farm. Call an agent today.
Spring beauty trends are here. At Walgreens, we'll help you create the look that's right for you. Pick up your trusted favorites in cosmetics, skincare, and hair care and explore new, premium, and exclusive beauty products you'll love too. If you have any questions, just ask one of our specially trained beauty consultants in select stores. Stop by Walgreens and find what makes you feel beautiful. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Cosmetics are buy two, get third free. Mix and match through March 24th with card. Exclusions apply.
What does your morning sound like?
Goodbye, baby.
Is she asleep?
Yeah, finally.
Great. I picked up our favorite breakfast sandwiches from McDonald's.
Ooh. Oh.
My turn.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And that was very interesting when Mark Helfrich was hired as the offensive coordinator. He's a guy that calls plays. And obviously they've done it in Philadelphia, and that should give you a little bit of hope watching what happened in the Super Bowl, because it means that the Bears have tapped into the right system.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The man himself, Rick Hahn, the White Sox Vice President and General Manager. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Doing well, guys. We knew that we need to get that critical mass of prospects because, you know, quite frankly, not all of them obviously are going to pan out. There's certainly some cruelties ahead for us in store from the baseball gods in terms of injury or underperformance or the unexpected. So the first phase was just getting enough together that it was really going to be able to potentially withstand that and create enough impact guys for Chicago. Now, that sort of came together a little more quickly than we anticipated. There's still going to be important player acquisitions via the draft this summer or potential trades, but the bulk of that has already happened from a prospect standpoint. The second phase, you know, development phase, is perhaps the one that you've heard me say repeatedly is going to require the most patience.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Webford.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
There's a lot of opportunities to improve our team. It's exciting right now. Taylor Gabriel, an exciting player.
The double dip.
We are so excited here on McNeil and Parkins Live in Deuces on Clark Street. Brought to you by Web Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago. Visit Web Ford in Highland, Indiana. I'll just say one thing about this bar, Deuces. When you come for Cubs games, it is a sight to behold. It is a scene here, man. It is great because they got the indoor-outdoor, all those windows and doors
right
open over there. Those in the middle, those are pools out there.
I get in the pool with you.
Exactly.
You won't get in the pool.
And then there's a jacuzzi back in the corner. Little beach ball action. It's fantastic. Outdoor TV screens. So when my friends and I come for Cubs games, we are often at this bar before,
very cool,
before going in. It's
a new
Wrigleyville spot that is absolutely fantastic.
I will plan on making this a regular stop this summer. I'm going to be in Wrigleyville a lot this summer, Danny, because I am Danny Woo Woo.
I've heard that about you. I am motivated and engaged. You are still. I only asked one time today if you were motivated.
That's all right. I'm just going to work it a little bit.
That's totally fine. We have some updates in the NCAA tournament. Loyola just out like gangbusters out of the gate, up 14-7, about 7 minutes in, over Miami. Huge upset brewing with Gonzaga, who was picked by a lot of teams to come out of their region because Xavier is the one seed in that quadrant of the bracket. With a minute and 4 seconds left, they trail UNC Greensboro 64-62, and Greensboro was, you know, talking trash and like pumping their arms, and
they're excited. They should be excited.
Yeah, team right now.
That's a 13 seed going against a team that gets to lots of Final Fours. I'd love to see Mark Few take an early exit. See ya
after a title game appearance last year.
Bye bye.
And Iona, who has, I believe this is their fourth straight tournament appearance as a 15 seed against Duke. They only trail by three early, 26-23. 10 minutes into that game. Duke's a perfect example of what I was talking about earlier with the one and dones and the younger team. Like, yeah, they've got Grayson Allen, who's older, Mac, but you never know with these guys how motivated they'll actually be for the NCAA tournament because they've gotten through their season.
Right.
They got a couple of lottery picks on the team. Like, in 2015, Duke won the whole thing. 2016, I think they were eliminated in the Sweet 16. Last year, they were eliminated in the round of 32. It's like, okay, yeah, you get the best talent in the country, but then when you get to the end, and they've solidified their draft stock. And
you still want to win, though. You still want to win.
Yeah,
you
want to win, but if there's a different level of fight back in you, like when if you get down 10, it's like, okay, I got bigger games to come to. Like these coaches have talked about, like the one and done talent and the NCAA tournament not mattering as much to them as it matters to some of the 3 and 4 year kids.
Startling when you think about the volume of dollars exchanging hands during these tournament games. $10 billion. Estimated in tournament wagers this year, $10 billion.
Yeah, it's why it's the Christmas of gambling, Mac. It's the Christmas of sports gambling. I thought you were going to go into the direction of the amount of dollars that's getting exchanged around this in quote-unquote amateur athletics. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, because that's one of the storylines of this tournament. people are saying that, okay, well, Arizona has that us against the world mentality because Sean Miller, their coach, had to sit out a game this year because of the report that DeAndre Ayton was paid $100,000, and they just keep winning games. Now, maybe this will get vacated, right? Maybe they'll have a John Calipari situation.
Yeah, those vacations always, they always leave you with a real memory, don't they?
Yeah.
No one remembers those teams that had titles vacated.
Right.
It's the most limp thing in sports.
It's the worst, but if that's the type, I mean, Arizona's been playing amazing since the news came out. Right, like Reggie Bush won that Heisman Trophy, right?
I think he did. My memory of him and that USC team, pretty good team.
Yeah, pretty good team. Played in a fairly classic game against Texas. And so, yeah, it's the worst. But that's what the NCAA is. And we are watching a billion-dollar television event right now. Think about that. When you think about, like, what is this?
The whiny Mark Few getting ready to pack his bags and go home early.
What do you have against Mark Few?
I get sick of him.
You get sick of him?
I'm sick. Oh, wait a minute. They have taken the lead.
Yes.
They've taken the lead.
67-64, wow. 15 seconds left. Greensboro right. With the ball, and they just committed an offensive foul, so it looks like it's going the other way.
Well, I can root for Gonzaga to go out on Saturday.
Yeah, see, that's the beauty of not having a real interest in the outcome of the tournament. You get over your
I don't like
very
Mark
quickly.
Few. I have no reason why. I can't explain it. I just don't like him.
Who do you like in college sports?
I like Ball State.
You like Ball State.
I like Loyola. We have an investment in Loyola, and they were leading last we looked.
Explain the show pot again to people who were not here yesterday.
The show pot works like this. We make bets, because, and we haven't agreed on what we're going to do with the winnings, the earnings, I should say, not winnings, because you earn money when you win on sports investments. It's not like someone just handed it and gave it to you. You earned it.
We also haven't earned anything yet.
We haven't earned anything yet.
Probably why we haven't talked about what
we're
going to do.
But we put $1,100 in the hopper. I put $1,100 in the account, and we made a bet on Villanova.
That's right.
They're 6-1. We have 100 bucks on Nova. We have 50 bucks on Michigan at 16-1. That was Sheppy's play. We wanted to do one favorite, one long shot. And we have $25 on Loyola today. I have suggested that we keep our, with just for having a rooting interest, for being a homer, we keep those bets to just 25 bucks.
And I think
and
that
you opposed that.
I opposed it because I think throw caution to the wind. It's a free $1,100 to me, Mac. I know you earned that $1,100, but it's a free $1,100 to the rest of us. No, but it's very generous of you, and hopefully we will earn our way to a little show trip, spot to Milwaukee.
Some trip, yeah. The Cubs aren't in Seattle this year, are they?
I don't believe
so. I don't think the Cubs are in Seattle.
What, you big Seattle fan?
Oh, the Emerald City, yeah.
I've never been.
Seattle is one of the greatest cities in this country. It's not a city people think about as a vacation city. They're missing out.
I've been all over the country. I've never been to Seattle. People say great things, but then also it's synonymous with rain and gray skies. So I guess those two things kind of conflict.
That's also a misunderstanding. Those rain and gray skies, yeah, it's gray there a lot, but it doesn't rain all the time. We get more rain every year here in Chicago than they get in Seattle.
Really?
That's a fact.
Oh, wow.
But it's gray for about 6 months out of the year, but that starts in mid-September.
The more you know. So it's just a misnomer?
It's a misnomer. Huh. Yeah. They tell people, I think there were only 380,000 people who lived in Seattle in 1980. In 2000, their population was up over 2.5 million.
Wow.
Yeah. So it must have something.
No, it's got a lot going for it, but I always associated it with rain and coffee. And I don't like rain and I don't drink coffee.
You don't drink coffee. You got 5-hour energy. Why would you need to?
That's exactly right. Get you back to 100% this March with 5-hour energy.
Stay motivated.
What a pro I am. It's McNeil and Parkins from Deuces on the Score.
Hey, Connor McKnight here. It's great to be back on the Score. And now I'm joining Dan Bernstein in the middays. We're going to be talking all Chicago sports. So please take us to work with you. It's going to be fun. The new Bernstein and McKnight Show, middays, 9 a.m. to 1 only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670 to score.
Evers.com.
With approved credit.
One of the craziest stories of my lifetime in sports is the Aaron Hernandez story, how someone could go from growing up in Bristol, Connecticut to multiple accused murderer, convicted murderer, and then killing himself in prison, and the questions around CTE and what led to his suicide and if his own sexuality came into play. And you might say, wow, that sounds like a drama you'd see on Oxygen. No, this isn't a drama. This is a two-part special event, Aaron Hernandez Uncovered, March 17th and 18th at 6 o'clock. Tune in, check out the promo, the trailer, right now at Oxygen.com, but I've watched part one of part two. They've got the lawyer, the prosecutor, the sheriff, journalists, the fiance, former teammates, all sorts of people in and around the life of Aaron Hernandez, from his football life to his upbringing to the trial, and then of course to his time in prison. It is a riveting watch, and it asks all the questions and tries to answer how that football star could take such a dark turn in his life. So set your DVR March 17th and 18th at 6 o'clock. It's Oxygen's two-night special event, Aaron Hernandez Uncovered.
Here's why AT&T Prepaid is a great prepaid choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid,
you get two ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free.
And two lines for $75 a month.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contract.
And no activation fee.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and two lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on a $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just gonna stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
What does your morning sound like?
Morning, Al.
Next stop, 32nd Street.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Hi, can I get an Egg McMuffin, please?
Here's to making your morning routine a little better with a delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
Wild Wings. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. 2018 Dos Equis Beer Brands, imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Truckloads of brand new Jeeps have just...
Thanks for streaming The Score. The new McNeil and Parkin Show. Middays 1 to 6.
Yeah. It should be there. Every roster should have three quarterbacks on it.
Do you think that you always need to have three active on game day? Because sometimes Mark Sanchez was just inactive on game day, but right. He still is there in the room to do the mentorship thing and all of that.
Right, and I'm not a Mark Sanchez fan, on or off the field, but I understood why they signed him, and I thought it made all the sense in the world to have that third guy. You're always one hit away from going to your number two. And when that happens, you want to be combing the street for your backup's backup? I don't. I want a guy who understands my offense's language.
Chase Daniel, he's worked under Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Drew Brees. He is here to be the player coach in the quarterback room.
And this offense should be an exciting spread offense, the way they're constructing it.
Mac is back, joining Danny Parkins on your ride home. 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Your home and the most Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Own all Xfinity has to offer. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
2 weeks ago at the Combine, we talked about the opportunity to improve our team in the coming months. We definitely feel like we're doing that. The first phase of that improvement is taking place with the free agency. We feel very encouraged with the players we've added. With free agency still in play, that's still active right now, the draft fast approaching, there's a lot of opportunities to improve our team. It's exciting right now.
Ryan Pace, very excited. It is the McNeil and Parkins Show live on The Score. Shot at $1,000 in our national cash contest. Mac, coming up in just a couple of minutes. NFL free agency always comes down to, I shouldn't say always, that's too absolute. 97% of the time, it seems to come down to what team offers the most money, right? It's non-guaranteed contracts. You got a short shelf life to earn. But you talked about how Bears fans like to hear from these guys, the decision makers and all that. The Bears are a much more attractive destination now. There were reports last year that like A.J. Bouye was offered more money by the Bears than he was the Jaguars. And obviously he chose the Jaguars because it was a lot of money and a better defensive fit. And he didn't know if John Fox was going to get fired or if Vic Fangio was going to get fired with him, and that he maybe would sign a long-term deal in Chicago and then not play in a defense that he liked. You got player after player after player right now addressing the media, talking about Matt Nagy's offense, Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, this is a different time, isn't it? It has a much different feel than it's had in a long, long time. And it's a good feeling. It's a feeling of optimism, not just because there are new faces and new names. They're addressing some of the most glaring needs on the football team. And you get excited when you think about a guy who can go up and get it. How about that?
I love it.
I worked it in without using the acronym, which offends Shep's football sensibilities.
It's the type of thing, though, where honestly, choosing the Bears when you have other suitors matters. Like, that is right there, stability. And again, there's
cash is tops, though. Let's face it. Cash is always going to be king.
That's what I said on the front end. I mean, cash is king, but we've had examples recently. Bouye, probably the most prominent. Stephon Gilmore was another one. But, I mean, choosing the Patriots and the Jaguars over the Bears when the money was comparable is a no-brainer. But Allen Robinson was offered a big contract by the San Francisco 49ers.
That's right, right.
Kyle Shanahan, Jimmy Garoppolo, football tradition, all sorts of things. And he chooses Chicago. That does matter.
This is so far and away, Ben, a more interesting story-filled free agency period than baseball was by miles. I mean, everywhere around the league right now. Today in Minnesota, Kirk Cousins is getting a look at the Vikings' brand-new facility. He was out whining and dining with the coaching staff last night. Packers have lots of new players. And Ndamukong Suh being without a team right now is fascinating. I love to watch that cat play football. I didn't watch a ton of Dolphins games this past year, but when he was in the Bears division, he was fun to watch. He was appointment viewing. If you're not watching him, you're watching the wrong guy when the Bears are on offense and he was wearing 90 on the Lions.
He would be pretty high up in a draft of players that I would not want to play against. Now, personally, I would be able to play against any of those guys.
He's an evil human being on a football field,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. He arrives with rude intentions.
He just seems like a miserable SOB to play football against. It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is Dizzy. Text Dizzy, D-I-Z-Z-Y, to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is Dizzy to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply.
The Vikings, by the way, are going to back up Cousins with Trevor Siemian. They're represented by the same agent, so he's going to be their backup this year. I would say they fortified the position pretty well. I think it's kind of sad to see as much as they accomplished with Case Keenum, that he has to go somewhere else. And it was a good debate today. Not a debate, but it was one of the topics on Good Morning Football. I don't know if you ever watched that program on NFL Network.
It's a good show.
Yeah, the question was, who wins more games next year, Case Keenum with the Broncos or Kirk Cousins with the Vikings? Only one guy on the panel chose Case Keenum with the Broncos, and that was Nate Burleson.
Huh. I'd have to look at the schedules, but that seems like a fairly obvious Vikings lean to me, doesn't it?
The Vikings just because we don't have any regard for the Broncos right now, and their defense just got thinned out because Aqib Talib is no longer a part of it.
Yeah, it still should be a pretty good defense, but
Aqib Talib, he's waiting for you.
What is that?
The Dream Police by Cheap Trick.
Sorry, man.
Okay, that's all right.
No, keep doing it.
It's an old song, Danny.
Well, if it was a new song, it would be a problem also, buddy. Keep doing you, and I'll stop asking you to whiteboard them for me. You just go right over
right
my
through.
Head,
yeah.
And the texters will appreciate it, and we'll keep it moving. But no, doesn't it feel like Minnesota is, I mean, are they the favorites in the NFC? What team in the NFC is better than the Vikings right now? I mean, all over that Shep, the Texters, Mac.
Rams? What do the Rams do for you with their offseason?
I mean, they made it. I mean, their corners, right? They did their
defense improved.
Those
they
corners
came out of nowhere, seemingly nowhere, let this season.
Yeah, but they also lost Tremaine Edmonds.
Sure.
Edmonds, right? Is that the corner who they franchise tagged twice? So, I mean, he was an awesome corner who's available now.
Right.
On free
I mean,
agency.
They have two kick-ass corners.
They got Marcus Peters from Kansas City, and they also have Aqib Talib. He's covering you. And, God, that's incredible. That is stacking that secondary.
Yeah, it's, and
that's
they use the franchise tag on the safety joiner. They've got Aaron Donald, who's arguably the best defensive player in football. Jared Goff with another year in Sean McVay's system. They made most of their offensive moves last offseason with redoing the offensive line, adding Robert Woods, etc. So, yeah, I mean, the Rams would be in contention, but the Vikings, man, where's the hole on the team? Like, where are... I mean, solid defense, stars at all three levels of the defense. They may be the best receiving core in the NFL.
You're going to laugh at me, but I think they're going to miss the versatility of Jerick McKinnon. I think he was a good little football player. I don't know if he's ever going to be a $7.5 million a year player, which is what he just signed for elsewhere, but I think they'll wind up missing him.
I love Dalvin Cook.
If Dalvin Cook comes back strong, they should win the division or certainly be right there with Green Bay.
Listen, I think Aaron Rodgers single-handedly makes the Packers, or basically any team that he plays for, one of the five or six favorites in the league. Like, I think he is as close to a LeBron James type of impact in the NBA. Like, you could put LeBron on 26 of the 30 teams in the NBA, and they are a finals contender, and maybe even going to the finals if it's in the Eastern Conference.
Are they the same team without Jordy Nelson?
I mean, I think that they have to know, right? They signed Randall.
You think historically they've made good decisions. Although this is a new guy right now.
32 years old. He's had the knee injury. They paid Randall Cobb.
Also the soul of their locker room.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but Rodgers commands a pretty big presence there. I mean, they paid Devontae Adams. They paid Randall Cobb. They just paid Jimmy Graham. It's not like he is without weapons to throw to. But I'm with you. I mean, Jordy Nelson was great. But I always kind of felt like Jordy Nelson was a little bit of an Aaron Rodgers creation. Like, Jordy Nelson comes to Chicago, he's not a Pro Bowl quarterback. Give me Shep's mic, buddy.
Can we have Shep on the microphone there, Mr. Engineer, por favor?
Thank you.
Your Rodgers got hurt when Shane McClellan busted his shoulder up on Monday Night Football. What was Seneca Wall? Who was the quarterback that year? Seneca Wallace
Seneca
was still
Wallace.
Trotting around.
Oh, a Seneca
Jordy
Wallace.
Nelson was nothing. And that should have been his prime years, 27, 28 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's
Seneca Wallace.
I think he's a good player that was in a great system. Yeah,
sure.
I think it was Seneca Wallace. So I think Rodgers' health makes them right there. And they've got actually probably an underappreciated defense.
You know, the first thing I thought about yesterday when I thought about the signings with the Rams at the corner position was our conversation regarding where the Bears are with their corners, Kyle Fuller and Prince Amukamara. And we talked about it briefly yesterday, but it's worth exploring some more because some people... And this is before the re-signing of Amukamara, but there are some people who are projecting the Bears to draft a corner with the eighth pick in the first round. And that's Denzel Ward, the kid from Ohio State. He was fabulous in the Big Ten championship game against Wisconsin. They didn't throw at him often. They were picking on the other corner, Sheffield number 8. But when they decided to throw at number 12, they lived to pay for it. The first time they threw at him, he intercepted it to break up a Wisconsin drive in the red zone, and he had several other huge passes defended in the second half of that game. He put on a clinic on how to play cornerback position at a big-time level. I hope they draft the kid.
That's your guy?
That's my guy right at that position. That's my guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think he might be everyone's top corner. I mean, Fitzpatrick's more of the, you know, we don't know exactly what position he'll play, whether it's going to be safety or corner. And then it's Jackson from Iowa, who's a little bigger. But Ohio State's on a little bit of a run, aren't they? Putting cornerbacks into the NFL, Lattimore, defensive rookie of the year.
That's another part of the thing. And, you know, Greg Schiano, their defensive coordinator this past year, asked his corners to play press coverage almost every snap. And it was a big mismatch in the conference title game when Ward was lined up against that gigantic tight end Wisconsin had who plays in the Bears system. It would be called the U tight end because he doesn't line up next to the tackle. Fugamali, was that the kid's name, Shep? Troy Fugamali? He lined up and played. Fugamali might have made a catch or two against him, but he played him really damn well. I don't know how physical he is, because when you play corner at Ohio State, you are not often asked to do physical things.
Yeah, Ryan Pace said, you know, of course the free agent moves make it easier to take just best player available because they fill some of the holes there. But still, I'd like to get a roster count on where the Bears are at right now. They got to be in the 50s. Right, they have a ton of roster spots still to fill. So I think that they could take an offensive lineman. They could take a pass. I think they should take a front seven guy. Best front seven player available.
I'm with you on a pass rusher, but if Denzel Ward is sitting there at 8 and they take him, I'll be singing Hang On Sloopy at my house. That's what they say. That's what they play in Columbus when the Buckeyes do something exciting. And I think he's a terrific football player. Really good skills. Excellent ball skills. Wouldn't it be nice to see a Bears cornerback who actually catches the football, not just gets in the way occasionally? And what this kid did in a game, the biggest game he's played in so far, because he didn't play in their bowl game, was, and the great thing about a conference title game, they have all that technology there, and you got the super slow-mo. When he goes up in the end zone with his back to the ball and just reads the hands of the wide receiver as he's trying to close on the ball at the point of the catch and swats a hand away as the ball arrives. It was a thing of beauty.
Watch some of the highlights from Jackson at Iowa. That guy, he's bigger, and he's the guy that makes unbelievable plays on the ball, turnover guy. So I think that there's a real debate there among the draft analysts for the top corner. I'd be surprised. I mean, Bryce Callahan, seen as a good young nickel corner, transition tag to Kyle Fuller. I still expect a long-term deal to get done. I know you're not much of a believer in him, and frankly, neither am I, but Ryan Pace issuing the transition tag tells me that he's going to be here. Again, with you could read the actions of football teams through what they do with their money.
Correct.
And then 3 years for Prince Amukamara. Last year, drafting Eddie Jackson, Adrian Amos was there. Like, they've made a lot of recent additions to the secondary, and that's a very young secondary.
Do you think that precludes them from taking a corner at 8 then? Because they just committed those sort of resources to the position.
It makes me lean in that direction, yeah. Like, I mean, I don't think any position is really off the table other than quarterback and probably running back, right? They're not so deep at any position that anybody that they love they couldn't do, and sometimes teams are going 3-4 wide receivers, so you can never have too many good defensive backs. But
pass rusher, defensive back. That would make me happiest.
Yeah, I think if I had to go with most likely, it's pass rush, offensive line, defensive back. I think that because of the resources they've used in the secondary, I'd be a little surprised if they also gave the 8th overall pick to it.
You draft somebody 8 to play guard, he better be the next Steve Hutchinson.
Yeah, he's got to be Zach Martin.
He better be something really special. Thank you for giving me a current day player, by the way.
Well, and a guy who went to Notre Dame. So that's the comp for Quentin Nelson. This segment, by the way, is brought to you by Tomorrow Sleep. Want a better night's sleep? Try the new Tomorrow Hybrid mattress. Use promo code DRIVE1 and save up to $250 when buying mattresses. Foundation and sleep protector at tomorrowsleep.com. We're live at Deuces. Bears players are talking, and there is a theme that continues to emerge. McNeil and Parkins will tell you what that is next on The Score.
The Score has an all-new website, improving your experience through sight and sound. 670thescore.com. Listen, use one-click streaming to hear The Score via radio.com. Plus, easily access on-demand segments and show podcasts. See sports schedules and team pages with up-to-date news and commentary. Plus, live video streaming. Read great Chicago sports articles and show highlights with no interference from pop-ups or intrusive ads. Check out The Score's new website at 670thescore.com.
Here's why AT&T Prepaid is a great prepaid choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid,
you get 2 ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free
and 2 lines for $75 a month.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contract
and no activation fee.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid and get 2 free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and 2 lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. 2 for $75 per month requires 2 new lines of service on a $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
There's a dude who may be there at that point. Denzel Ward out of Ohio State is absolutely ridiculous. I need to have the ball back if I'm a defense in this NFL. Mm-hmm. I need to get it back. I think he's going to be right there around the 8th spot, possibly when the Bears pick. By a lot of places, rated the top cornerback in the draft. I really do like to entertain the idea of trading back. I am.
Are you increasing value if you go to the Bills? And they moved up, right? They have 12 now.
Yes.
And they may want to climb again because they had 21 and 22, I think. And then they flipped one of those for 12. And there are teams that are looking to keep climbing. And I am listening.
Dan Bernstein now in middays, joined by returning Score guy Connor McKnight. 9 a.m. to 1. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
SportsSpectacular.com. See you there.
So if you have done your bracket at 5HourEnergyBrackets.com, like I have, and I had Kansas beating Penn, you had a little bit of a sweat early in that game when Penn was up double digits on Kansas. Maybe some people bailed on the one seed. I did not. And now Kansas is up nearly 20 as the game is about to expire with less than 1 minute left. But that's the strategy that has been added at 5HourEnergyBrackets.com. You can stick with your pick or you can switch your pick. I think it's going to really change the bracket game going forward, and that's what 5-Hour Energy is trying to do. They're changing the energy shot game, and it's going to be really useful as I stay up late tonight like I did last night watching Syracuse, up early this morning to get ready for the show. You get back to 100% with 5-Hour Energy. You drink it in seconds, you feel it in minutes, and it lasts for hours. So don't miss any of the great college basketball matchups this March and get back to 100% with 5-Hour Energy.
Check it out. I found...
Spring beauty trends are here. At Walgreens, we'll help you create the look that's right for you. Pick up your trusted favorites in cosmetics, skincare, and hair care and explore new, premium, and exclusive beauty products you'll love, too. If you have any questions, just ask one of our specially trained beauty consultants in select stores. Stop by Walgreens and find what makes you feel beautiful. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Cosmetics are buy two, get third free. Mix and match through March 24th with card. Exclusions apply.
Here's why AT&T Prepaid is a great prepaid choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid,
you get two ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free.
And two lines for $75 a month.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contract.
And no activation fee.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and two lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating.